Hi everyone, it's John here. I hope you're all managing to keep reasonably well, looking after yourselves and those around you. I'm going to do a talk which is a brief introduction to mindful meditation. I hope it'll be useful. As it's the first one, there'll probably be a few technical glitches in it, but we'll see how we go. I hope to do a number of these over the period of lockdown, and hope that they will be of some use and possibly some comfort. So I'm going to do a brief introduction to mindful meditation, emphasising some of the principles which are shared by the different forms of meditation, and I want to include a guided meditation, probably 5 to 10 minutes. I will talk more than I would usually do in the guided meditation so that I can try and give you a sense of what a period of mindful meditation is like to experience it. So forgive the amount of talking. Emphasise this is an introduction, and many of you are much more experienced and may want to skip this. Okay, so the first thing to be said probably is that mindful meditation is a very ancient practice, something that humans have done for at least 2,500 years. So it has a long track record of being useful and beneficial. So although it may have been rather trendy in the last few years, this shouldn't take away from the fact that it does have a long history, which suggests that many people have gained great benefit from it. So one important purpose of mindful meditation, because there are many, is to alleviate unnecessary suffering, to help us find composure, peace of mind, and freedom from disturbance. That is, the sort of disturbance I mean is anxiety, discord, conflict, depression, and dissatisfaction. By observing our experience in a clear and balanced way, we can come to an understanding of who we are and how we are in the world. In some ways, I hope we can heal our fragmented and scurrying minds. By paying attention to our experiences without commenting on or judging or reacting to them in habitual ways, we're no longer at the mercy of our feelings, thoughts, perceptions, memories, and plans. We live more in the present and less in the past or future. So, do a short guided meditation. Be useful, I think, probably for you to close your eyes during this period, and I'll tell you when to open them. So your eyes are closed. We sit quietly together, observing our embodied minds. We notice how everything changes and passes away. We're going to observe our experiences without interfering, just watching, letting things be, seeing things for what they are. First of all, pay attention to the breath, particularly the out-breath. Feel the breath, observe it, be the breath. Now slowly extend your awareness to the body, posture, limbs, skin, small movements, stillness, whether you're fidgeting or not, how your hands are how your feet are, the weight of your body on the chair or the floor or wherever you're sitting. Feel the substance and weight of that body in which your mind, to some extent, resides. Now extend your awareness to perceptions, to the sounds, smells, taste of the air, the movement you notice around you, the sensation of light. Even with our eyes closed, we feel we can experience the tone of light around us. These perceptions are the primary connections we have to the world around us. Now, I want you to attend to the feelings that are present. They're probably slowly changing. They may be very slight, hard to discern. They may be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Do you feel at ease, at peace? Or are you feeling agitated, nervous, irritated, joyful, or maybe bored? You may feel flickers of fear and anxiety in the difficult time that we have at the present. Again, notice how these feelings are a function of how you relate to yourself, other people, and to the world. Now, I want you to pay attention to the thoughts that come and go. Thoughts about what we're doing, about what you have to do later, or what you did yesterday. Notice how memories suddenly come to mind. Memories of places you've been to, people you've seen, conversations you've had. Random thoughts that just appear out of nowhere. Daydreaming. Stories we make up in our heads. Thoughts about what we said to someone, or maybe what we should have said, or should not have said. Judgments we make about ourselves and others, about someone's appearance or what they said or how they acted, or how we appeared or what we said or acted. Pay attention to the endless meandering commentary that goes from moment to moment. Notice how thoughts arise from connections and relationships, to other thoughts, feelings and perceptions, and to other people and to the world. Again, keep in mind how these perceptions, feelings and thoughts are also connections, openings that we have to the world around us, to people in that world, and to ourselves. Just allow these experiences to be what they are. Don't dwell on anything in particular. Don't make judgments about them or comment on them. And don't hang on to any particular thought, sensation, or feeling, as if this is what you are. You are all of these experiences, all of these thoughts, feelings, perceptions, sensations, and you're none of them. It's often useful to come back to the breath, particularly in times of stress or anxiety. Just be aware of the breathing. notice that there is breathing. There is a thought. There is a feeling. Coming and going. An ever-changing stream of experiences. So being mindful, to sit in mindful meditation, is just to be here, being alive to each moment, minding what is going on, being kind to yourself, taking care. Now you can open your eyes. So as I say, that is not a normal guided meditation. Guided meditation is usually a short amount of speaking and a lot of silence. But I wanted to convey something of what the attitude of mind is when you're sitting in mindful meditation. Excuse me. So what benefits might we gain from this simple, very straightforward, practical process? Well, if we do this, particularly if we do it regularly, even for a very short time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, on a regular basis, we get to know ourselves better. We realise how things are always changing as we are. We notice the fluidity of the world around us, and we notice how our own experiences are fluid, ever-changing, moment by moment. We become more at ease and less critical of ourselves and others. As we sit, we tend to feel more connected to ourselves, to other people, and to the world. We develop our awareness and realise what a miracle it is to be alive, to be conscious, to be here. And in a sense, that's what mindful meditation is all about, simply to be here, to sit, just to sit, to be aware of the miracle of being here. We feel a unity of mind and body and a greater sense of harmony with the world around us. By understanding ourselves, we come to understand others. We develop kindness and compassion for ourselves and for those around us and for this amazing planet we live on, even in these difficult virus-harried times. And by extending mindful meditation into daily life, even the most routine of activities can be transformed into something surprising and enjoyable. Cleaning teeth, washing dishes will never be the same again. Okay, I hope this has been of some use, and I hope it's been technically okay, so you've been able to hear it. And as I say, in the coming weeks I'll try and talk about a few more things that might be of interest to you. So take care of yourselves. Look after yourselves and those around you, and be mindful.